When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yesterday, we're talking about, like, we always love to plan out the playoffs. Like, yeah. Do we want to have
Party Willard?
Right. Do we want to have the people over? What do we want to do? And you kind of made the comment of, like, well, let's do X this weekend. And then if they win, we could do that next weekend. And she's like, there might be only one game, but maybe there'll be more. And I was kind of like, probably only going to be one game. And she wrote Any Given Sunday.
Nice. It's a good movie.
It is. It's a good movie. She likes that movie. Any Given Sunday. And I'm like, you know what? Damn it. Damn it. She's completely right. And I'm wondering what day this week is it going to be when we all get there. My belief is that as we get past Wednesday, playoff fever is going to get into our bellies. Right now, we're in that tweener spot. Monday is for anger. Tuesday is for some sort of still bleed over anger, but we're going to start moving toward acceptance.
Yep.
Wednesday is your middle ground. Some of you will be there. Some of you won't.
That's bargaining.
That's right.
If they can just get Trent back and if Ricky can play,
there you go.
Then dot, dot, dot.
We're going to get a practice report. We're going to get to know, is his name Zamir White? Who's the linebacker they signed today?
Sounds about right.
Something. There's a Z in it. Anyway, you get my point.
It's not Wallow who may start.
Might.
Yep.
He might. Eric Kendricks. Okay. Whatever. What? What did you want to say, Lucas?
Zamir White was the starting running back for the Raiders.
There you go. I knew it wasn't right, but there's a Z in it, right? Who there is? What's it? Who the
Randy?
Guy?
Kaiser White.
Yeah, Kaiser. Okay, there you go. Kaiser White.
Not Kaiser Sose, which it'd be cool if he could play linebacker.
He was.
Hard hitter.
He was intimidating.
Yep.
Anyway, point is that'll be tomorrow. And then on Thursday, I do believe that most Niner fans are going to go, you know what? We're in the playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah.
You got a puncher's chance.
Like, yes, that team. The team that lost Fred and Nick and lots of Brock and lots of George and lots of Ricky and a little bit of Trent.
Michael and the whole thing,
And then Michael and now Bethune. Like, that team went 12-5. That team that we begged and hoped at the halfway point would actually just get into the playoffs somehow, it did. It did. And let's go play a football game and we will be excited. We're not fully there yet. But of course she's right. We've learned this lesson over and over. I don't know why we think that we can come out of a week of football and think we know what the next one's going to look like. It never works. You've lost 7 games in a row.
Whoa. Don't make this about me. We're having a football conversation. Yes, I've lost 7 in a row. Fade the Dimmer coming up on Friday.
We got no clue what the hell this is going to look like, even though we think we do. We don't. We don't. So that's my current take on that. We're not at X's and O's yet.
No. We're at the emotions of it. And unfortunately, Saturday is still too fresh in our mind, And, you know, Baldy, Brock played great. He scored 3 points. And the defense, bend but don't break. Well, they went for it for fourth down from the four, and they missed 2 field goals. So, yeah, you gave up 13, but it could have easily been 22, and it might have been 26. And, yeah, so the freshness of the disappointment and the reality of going to Philadelphia and all of the thoughts and memories of Philly fan and that nauseating pit in your stomach over the last time you had a playoff game there, and Brock's arm fell off, and, you know, you had a fight between Big Dom and Dre Greenlaw, and just the smugness of Nick Sirianni as a head coach, and all the rest of the stuff that's around Philadelphia. You booed Santa Claus, you cheered when Michael Irvin got hurt, whatever all the memories are about this, I'm still kind of in dread mode of, if you go out there and you lose, and they advance, and your season ends there again, that's the worst case scenario for me.
It's rough. And, you know, as much as Baldy said Brock played great, he also said Philadelphia is the worst matchup the Niners could have drawn. And maybe it will be. But do you know what I hear a lot over the last 2 days that I think is funny? Ooh, the Niners are going to get their doors blown off. When the hell have the Niners ever gotten their doors blown off?
Well, the Rams this year.
Was that doors blown off?
You were down 21-0. That to me was doors blown off.
Right, but then you put up a fight and you got beat. Like, you clearly got beat.
Yeah.
I thought they clearly got beat Saturday. But like,
but do your doors weren't blown off to
really,
me.
Right? Is anybody like, yeah, the Niners are gonna, like, it's the 31-3. Really? Is that, I don't think that.
The 31 I could see, but the 3, I don't see you only getting 3 points. I could see a 31-21. The defense is going to have to do something ball, to take the ball away, because what Philly does is they get you into third and short, tushy-pushy, fourth and short, we're going to do it again.
But don't get it twisted. What Philly does is they don't do as well as they used to.
Right.
They do not do what they do as well as they used to do it. They don't. It's not a great offense.
No.
I don't know if you need to be a great offense to move the ball on the Niners right now.
Probably not.
You know? But, and they're a very, very good defense, but they're not Seattle.
They're not Houston.
They're not Houston.
They're not Denver.
Nope. Drop of the hat, Matt, in San Francisco. Hello, Matt. What are you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm just jobbing. How you guys doing?
Excellent, man.
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in Shanahan and Brock, and the 49ers, if they're going to beat Philly, and it's not going to be defense, it's going to be Brock and Shanahan coming with a different game plan. I think they can't come with the same game plan, because the Philadelphia is going to use the same blueprint that Seattle used. They got that front four. I think you got to – it's a copycat league, and Shanahan doesn't like to copy other coordinator, but – if you run extra tight ends out there to chip these defensive men and get more check downs, then Brock will have other receivers. Because right now, he don't have no receivers. I mean, if you don't have Pearsall and Trent, he's not going to have nobody to throw the ball to, you know. So you got to come with something different. You got to control the game by winning on offense, because you're not going to win with defense. So I believe that they can win, but they got to play like, when Brock came back to Philly and they put up 42, if we see that team offense, we have a chance to win. Otherwise, we're not going to win.
Matt, thanks. I'll tell you what I see on the whole Trent and Ricky thing. Sure, both of them are important. Would love to see both of them play. This is just my gut telling me that I feel like Trent is more likely to play than Ricky. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe both of them will play. I like Trent's chances based on what I've heard so far, but we're going to get more definitive on that starting tomorrow for sure. I know that we are conditioned right now, after what we saw last week, to be thinking about pass protection, to be thinking about separation of receivers and what Brock can do. I think the path for the 49ers to do well in this game is much more about the run game than the pass game. And that's kind of true for, hell, most NFL offenses, to be frank. But Philadelphia, you can run the ball on them. And the 49ers will have to run the ball on them. And if they are able to do that, and I believe that they can, then that is going to at least put them in the game. That will, the run to open up the pass, which is Shanahan's favorite way to do it,
yeah,
Go watch the Black Friday game of the Bears against the Eagles. They gashed them. You can run the ball on Philly. Their pass rush is nice, but you can run the ball on Philly if McCaffrey is able to get 4-plus yards a carry. I think the Niners can have action.
And Philly gives up 4.3 a carry, which is right in the middle of the league. And the Niners, you know, don't run it very well. They're 30th in the league. So it might actually be as simple as that, because you look at Philly's pass rush and they don't blitz at all. They blitz about as much as the Niners blitz, which is to say about 15% of the time. So if Philly can do what Seattle did, pressure with four, then the 49ers are in a world of hurt.
They're in
because
trouble. Yep.
You know, that's where if you don't have Pearsall at 100%, you're down to Juwan and DeMarcus and Kittle and McCaffrey out of the backfield. That's where a defense can tee off. But you mentioned it, the run defense for Philly is gettable. They're susceptible. Can the 49ers offensive line have a better game, have a game more like they did against Chicago and not like they did against Seattle?
Well, and you hope that it's a different offensive line. You hope it includes Trent Williams.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. I think that's a bigger deal than Ricky Pearsall.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everything you're talking about, which is not only running it, and you'll notice a lot of their run plays are, you know, Kittle on the left side with Trent, and then you send Juice over there in that little juicy motion, and now you've got Trent and George and Juice all running in front of Christian McCaffrey as we go strong left, and that is a lot of times that toss play that can be their best play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hello to Johnny Croatia in Burlingame. Hey, Johnny, what's good?
Hey, everything is good. First off, I'm a lifelong Niner fan, and I'm the guy at the old Candlestick days that was throwing rocks and popcorn at Chasky. So I want Shanahan and I want Lynch fired. I want them done.
Oh, wow.
It's time. Their draft history is terrible. Shanahan is kind of like my mistress, all right?
Oh.
Teases like crazy. You want to put a ring on it, but there's just too many red flags. There's just too many issues. They've had enough time. Just like my mistress, they don't deserve a ring. It's time to let them go. Come on. Let's go.
Let's not. Johnny, I mean, not in love with your comparison, but I like it better than the take itself. I mean, like, here's one thing. Let's whittle down on this for just a second. I can't defend all of the picks that the 49ers have made. They've had some high-profile misses. They've had some low-profile misses. They've had plenty of misses.
They've had low-profile hits and low-profile misses.
But they've also had some high-profile hits as well. Like, I think I could argue that if it were another team, you'd be jealous of the Brock Purdy pick. I think if you want to add in value, okay, in terms of where they got someone and then what they're getting out of it, I bet that I could go to debate class and win that Brock Purdy is literally the best draft pick in the NFL right now.
Well, that only matters if you then hit around him.
Correct.
And it's great that Mr. Irrelevant has gone on to be a $53 million quarterback and number two in QBR this year. That's awesome. But if your first round pick can't be healthy, and if your other picks that you make aren't good enough, and your running back you took from Oregon, thanks, Grandy, he doesn't ever play, and your wide receivers played like 11 snaps. And so your first round pick last year has an injury history, put aside the gunshot wound, but you've had a lot of picks that you made around Purdy that haven't worked out. And that lessens the impact of a Purdy pick.
But then again, like, wouldn't you agree they've had a bunch of picks around Purdy that have worked out? I don't know. Like, you know what I would love? Because this conversation to me always gets stuck in the mud. Because I believe that every fan base believes that their team sucks at drafting. I really do. I honestly believe that. Even the good teams. The good teams.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I don't know. Do the Rams fans feel that way? They don't even do drafts right in the first round. So I think every fan base thinks less of their team than what they actually are. But if you really, I would love to see a metric of how the Niners have done versus other teams. What are they getting for what are they spending draft wise? Now you mentioned their first-round draft picks, at least recently. Mykal Williams is a tough one because what the 49ers came into this year needing was to stop the run. That's what killed their season last year, in my opinion. Number one on my tote board of what went wrong last year, they were terrible stopping the run.
And you brought in Robert Saleh, and you made five defensive picks.
Right, correct.
Off the top.
And Mykal Williams was known as, at least on the board, as the best run-stuffing defensive lineman in the draft. And guess what? He was. I know everyone wants to look at that sack total. Oh, he only had one sack.
You're not looking for sacks there.
Look at what their run defense metric was with him versus without him. And he's only a rookie. He actually was really good. And I don't know if
Jerry's out.
It really wasn't.
On all these guys. He was getting better. Yeah, he started slowly, but he was playing better.
As a run stopper, he was really good. He was really, really good. I don't know if you blame them for a torn ACL. You know, we bring that up a lot. I can't even tell if that's fair or not. Like, someone has an injury history, but then we drafted him. I'm always like, I'm having a hard time finding the football player that doesn't have an injury history.
I get it, but
some are worse than others.
When you bring in Nick Bosa off a torn ACL in college, and he tears it, and then he tears another one,
that's fair.
You can look at that and go, okay, not that I would give back the Bosa pick because he's phenomenal, but you can see where that is a thing, and Ricky Pearsall is another guy. Put aside the shotgun injury, he was hurt, and then hurt in camp, and he's been hurt, and so that's been the thing. But you look at the rest of the draft last year, Alfred Collins, he's played in every game except one. He's been solid.
Okay.
Nick Martin, he's been underwhelming early.
He's on IR now,
right?
Too. Yeah.
Upton Stout has been a great success
a
third rounder. C.J. West in the fourth, it's fine in the fourth.
I mean,
he's a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
He's played in 14 games. He's rotational. And Jordan Watkins, the wide receiver.
Don't know. Got
Marquise
hurt.
Siegel, who you took in the fifth. He's had a hard time, you know, cracking the rotation.
That was exciting early and then got worse.
Curtis Rourke, the quarterback, seventh round quarterback, whatever.
Who knows?
But Connor Colby, he's filled in a little bit when needed. And then Junior Bergen.
It's certainly not an awful draft. But yes, Jury is out longer than you know, 17 games when there's a draft. So I wonder about that. I really do. I'd love a comparison, not a fan's thought, because we all get mad at the missed picks. I would love to know how the Niners are doing measured against the rest of the league in terms of what picks they have and what are they getting out of those picks.
I'll see what I can find. And I think a good metric is, did you give them a second contract? That shows, you know, that there's a player that you drafted, you played, you liked, and you kept.
Yeah. And I know the normal thing, which is that they haven't been good in rounds 1, 2, 3, but they're sure good after that. I mean, they have a bunch of players who have passed the test you just threw out there. Second contract, a bunch of stars. They drafted them, but I always hear that they suck at the draft. And so now at least one listener would like everybody fired after going 12-5 with mass injuries. Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.